KXFM. Couple of minutes after 1 o'clock, and I've been giving you the numbers all day long. The numbers in Orange County are 606 positive cases of coronavirus with 10 deaths. Here in Laguna Beach, we have 25 cases. That's the highest per capita rate in the county. One of those cases is our very own John Petig, city manager, who yesterday informed us that he had tested positive for COVID-19. On the line right now, I have Mayor Bob Whalen. Mayor, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine today, Ed. Thank you.
Good. It's very good to talk to you today. How's John doing?
You know, I'm very pleased to say he's doing fine. He's working full-time from home. He and I are on the phone multiple times a day. So, obviously, very sorry to hear he has contracted the virus, but the effects are mild, and he's working hard for all of us.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. So, please pass along. We wish him a quick and speedy recovery. And can we ask when the last time you had physical contact with him, or when any of the other council members have had physical contact with him?
For me, it's been well over a couple of weeks. I think it was probably May 17th when we had a meeting. I believe Councilmember Blake was in the March. I'm sorry. Yeah, March 17th when Councilmember Blake was in the chambers with and John was in there as well. But he's really been working at home for, I think, almost 10 days. So, you know, it's been a while.
Okay. So is the council, should we be concerned that the rest of the council or members of it need to be tested?
I don't think so at this point. No, I think we're just like the rest of the population. You know, what they're telling us is if you don't have symptoms, don't get tested. If you do have symptoms, you know, contact your medical, your doctor, and get advice at that point. Obviously, the testing is most crucial for those people who, you know, have symptoms and for our, you know, frontline first responders and medical personnel.
Right. I've been mentioning all morning long that we now have 25 cases here in Laguna Beach, and that is the highest per capita rate in the county at 10.2 for every 10,000 people. And it's by far the highest per capita. And you have been singing the song for weeks now, stay at home. You've been telling everything you say, every time we've had you on, you're admonishing that stay at home. What are we doing wrong? What are we not doing right? Clearly, we're not doing enough, and the numbers seem to prove it.
Well, I will reiterate that again today, you know, stay at home, and every contact you avoid is, you know, a potential life saved. I think that message is clear to all of us at this point. I mean, we just hear it, you know, from the experts up and down the line. I think there are a couple of factors. First of all, I think our community is continuing to do a fantastic job now of staying at home. From what I hear from our police department, you know, they're adhering to that. You know, I don't think we did anything wrong. It's so hard to know where somebody contracted the virus. I think we've also been on the front end of we had one medical provider in town who secured 100 tests early on. I think we've had more testing here than some other communities have. But, you know, we want to see those numbers start leveling off. Unfortunately, from everything I hear, the briefings that I get, you know, and from I'm sure the rest of us here on TV, they're going to go up. They're going to continue to go up, you know, throughout the county, throughout the state, throughout the country. So the best thing that all of us can do to fight that trend is stay home, avoid contact.
I would agree. And I've been mentioning that although yes, I think in general we've been doing really well, I still see, as I'm standing here at the radio station, I still see joggers jog by, and I watch people walk in their mist, if you will, because as you know, the virus stays alive in air particles for several hours. And I just think that itself is a danger. I've seen pictures on social media of the downtown construction going on, and the workers are not masked, and they're in many cases closer than 6 feet apart, and people jogging by. They've got that trifecta of things going on. What can we do about that?
Well, I had a conversation with the city manager this morning, you know, and we are looking at getting masks or requiring masks for all construction sites, you know, throughout the city. The trick there, of course, has been figuring out how to not, you know, get masks that would take away from the medical personnel or first responders. But it's now looking like, you know, the urging is for using masks, even if they're not the N95 kind of, you know, top line grade. For these kinds of uses, so we are looking at that.
Right, we've been singing all day long that even a bandana, if you're a worker, a construction worker, anything to just stop some portion of that. Yes, I agree. The M95 masks, healthcare workers only. They're the only ones that should have that. Can I take you to a moment to the city council meeting? Can we discuss that for a second?
Sure.
Okay, and the Zoom feed. Something crazy happened with the Zoom feed. I've been talking about it this morning, so the public knows what happened. Is there a way that we can prevent that from happening in the future?
Yes, there is. You know, it was unfortunate. I think everybody knows, you know, we got, and it's happened to several public meetings around the state. We get hacked in, I don't know, about 25 minutes into the meeting, you know, with pornography. So we shut it down within a minute, but still it was, you know, offensive to all of us who saw it and who were online. But yeah, we will create separate you know, input for the public apart from the meeting itself. So and we'll probably look at phone, you know, a phone line only, not a Zoom type feature. So we will. Our IT staff is working on that as we speak.
Okay, and I don't want to blow smoke in your face or anything, but you handled it personally. You handled it as well as it could possibly be handled in a tough situation. That's a tough spot, you know, and you handled it beautifully. So I applaud you there. Now,
thank you.
We selected a new board member for the Design Review Board.
Jessica Gannon. Okay. She will be coming on. She's effectively on now, although, you know, we have canceled all Design Review Board, Planning Commission, all board and commission meetings for the month of April. But she'll be working with remotely, I'll say, with our community development staff to get training and up to speed to start when we resume those meetings.
Okay, and I'm coming to you as a novice, as someone who doesn't know about this. Is there a substantial difference between selecting a landscape architect for that position as opposed to a real estate agent?
Well, you know, it was not a unanimous vote for Jessica. I think she got three votes, and there were two for the landscape architect who had some background and experience on it, but. You know, she's been through the design review process. She lives in a historic building or home over in the Woods Cove area. You know, she has spent time, I know, reviewing, attending meetings before they were stopped and, you know, speaking with a lot of people about the process. So, you know, I think she will do a good job for us. And she seems, certainly from what everything I can tell, she seems committed to the process. So, you know, she'll do fine.
We're going to wish her luck. And I'm going to circle back to COVID-19. And I know we spoke last week about the open car wash, and you indicated that their attorney had sent a letter to our city attorney making the case that it's an essential business. And with what we know now about how long the virus droplets live in the air, I want to make the case to you, if that's possible, that the car wash is, in fact, a hub for the virus. It's an infection breeding ground. And I'm concerned that we won't revisit that. Is that something that we could revisit?
Well, the short answer is we could revisit it. I mean, we don't view anything as static. We revisit issues all the time. The other night we revisited the farmer's market. You know, we had originally closed it, then we opened it, then we shut it down again. So I have to get updated on how they're complying with, you know, the rules that we put in place, but short answer is everything's subject to review. Yeah.
Okay. Well, a couple of things, Mayor Whalen, please pass along to City Manager Pete Tigg that we wish him all the best. And we want you and the rest of the council to please stay healthy, please stay indoors. And is there a message you'd like to give our listeners before we head out?
Well, you know, I just that, you know, these are tough times right now. But as I said the other day in my letter to the community, if we stay at home, if we avoid contact, minimize those trips to the grocery store as best you can, you know, the vast majority of us are going to be fine. So I don't want people despairing. You know, there will be another side of this. We will come out, and just be smart about it.
Mayor Whalen, I'm telling you, I cannot wait till this is over to shake your hand and thank you for the great job you're doing. We really appreciate that here.
I look forward to that too, Ed. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's Mayor Bob Whalen on the program.